Bombardier's C-Series begins taxi test. Learning about splashdown all over again. And more fallout from DOJ's anti-merger lawsuit. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Bombardier has confirmed that its first C-Series aircraft, FTV-1, has commenced a series of low-speed taxi runs, having recently completed thrust reverser runs and stationary high-powered engine runs. FTV-1 also completed the aircraft-in-the-loop, or ACIL, testing, in which FTV-1 was flown on the ground in a simulated flight environment. Following the recent shakedown of the aircraft, the checking of the airframe along with all systems and flight controls, teams progressively started to add more power to the engines as FTV-1 commenced low-speed taxi runs and other accompanying tests. FTV-1 is slated to enter the paint shop soon as it readies to take the skies for the first time in the coming weeks. Noted during the recent full-throttle engine test was the test team's reported excitement at how quiet the engines were. After 3 days of practice, NASA conducted a stationary recovery test of their latest spacecraft, the Orion, in the well deck of the amphibious transport dock USS Arlington, while berthed at Naval Station Norfolk's Pier 12 on August the 15th. This successful test of the four-man, 16-foot capsule paves the way for future testing of NASA's Orion program, including a West Coast underway recovery test in January and the recovery of a low-orbit module following splashdown in the fall of 2014. NASA plans its first unmanned Orion voyage to take place in 2017 and a manned expedition in 2021. The U.S. Navy has worked with NASA with spacecraft recoveries for programs including Mercury from 1959 to 63, Gemini from 61 to 66, and Apollo from 61 to 1972. It may be hard to believe, but the last recovery from splashdown done by the U.S. Navy was in 1975. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters has announced an end to their year-long campaign to represent aircraft mechanics and related personnel at American Airlines. In a statement, Teamsters spokesman Brett Caldwell said, quote, "The Teamsters Union has determined that the recent announcement that the federal government will fight the proposed merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines places the workers at American Airlines in significant turmoil. American Airlines' emergence from bankruptcy has been cast into doubt, and the union has determined that the continued conflict between labor organizations is not in the best interest of the workers. This is not a time for workers to fight among themselves." End quote. Ryanair has fired one of its most senior pilots after he questioned the airline's safety procedures in an interview on British television. In a statement, Ryanair said 59-year-old John Goss had been fired following what they described as quote-unquote defamatory contributions to a documentary broadcast on Britain's Channel 4. In the program, several pilots spoke anonymously about the airline, according to a report appearing in the New York Times. Goss, however, chose to go public and said the airline pressured its pilots to limit reserve fuel carried on its airplanes to reduce operating cost. Goss said Ryanair had criticized him in an official letter for carrying too much fuel. Everett Van Zwolle, the chairman of the Ryanair Pilot Group, an association that is seeking to win union representation for Ryanair's pilots, said in a statement that Goss had at one time been a flight safety officer for the airline. The airline says it is pursuing legal action against both Goss and BBC4. Authorities say two airliners and a privately owned helicopter were targeted with a green laser last Thursday night while flying in New Jersey. According to a report in the Asbury Park Press, the FAA said the Hilo was the first aircraft to be hit with the laser. The incident occurred between 9:20 and 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time when the aircraft was at about 1,600 feet, some 10 miles south of Newark Airport. The airliners targeted were a Boeing 737 and an Embraer 135. Both were on final approach to Teterboro Airport at an altitude of about 3,000 feet. No suspects have been identified in the incidents. All of the aircraft landed safely. Officials said that there have been 27 laser incidents involving airplanes reported in New Jersey this year. 8 of them were in the Newark area. Just a reminder, aiming a laser beam at an aircraft is a federal offense. When Aero News continues, the Army begins testing EMARS. It's Aviation Week in South Carolina, and how not to build a customer base.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, August 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Two Boeing Enhanced Medium Altitude Reconnaissance and Surveillance System aircraft, or EMARS, have arrived at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland for airborne test of the target tracking capabilities they'll provide the U.S. Army. The extensively modified Beechcraft King Air 350ER aircraft will undergo mission systems calibration and testing to certify them prior to delivery. EMARS aircraft are designed to detect, locate, identify, and track surface targets day or night in almost any weather condition. They will provide soldiers with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities, as well as communications and targeting. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has proclaimed this week, August 19th to the 23rd, as South Carolina Aviation Week. The South Carolina Aeronautics Commission has partnered with the South Carolina Aviation Association to develop a week that promotes, educates, and celebrates the aviation industry in South Carolina. In 2012, over 3.6 million people boarded commercial flights in South Carolina. In addition, more than 102 million pounds of cargo was transported by air last year. South Carolina's aviation system includes 60 public-use aviation facilities, six of which are commercial service airports. Aviation Week activities include a media day, an industry appreciation day, safety day, and a scholarship golf tournament. Resource packets have been provided to all of the public-use airports. Flights will take place to fly a reporter. Airport open houses are scheduled, the South Carolina Aviation Safety Council and the South Carolina Aviation Safety Roundtable will be having meetings to discuss airport, pilot, mechanic, and industry-related safety and operational topics. An industry appreciation dinner will be taking place to provide recognition for the industries that provide aviation aerospace-related jobs to South Carolinians, and the scholarship golf tournament will assist those that have aviation dreams and want them to become realities. The FAA has scratched a bid by California Pacific Air to begin scheduled air service out of McClellan Palomar Airport in Carlsbad, California. The agency said the airline did not meet minimum standards for safety, maintenance, and inspections. UT San Diego reports that the airline did not answer some of the agency's questions and left out entire portions of the official application. FAA spokesman Ian Greger said the agency had rejected the application, quote, due to a number of deficiencies, end quote. The FAA has given California Pacific Air until September 13th to refile the application. If it is not done so by that date, the certification effort will be terminated. Greger said the FAA plans to meet with airline officials within the next few weeks to discuss the application. Cal Pacific owner Ted Vallis has been trying to get the airline off the ground since 2010, when, at the age of 91, he submitted his initial statement of intent to launch the airline with the FAA. The airline reportedly failed in 4 of 9 categories on its application form. Now, if you ask me, news like that is not exactly the best way to win friends and influence the traveling public in the hope they will become your new customer base. I'm just saying. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.